the Super Bowl podcast from William Hill.
We're gearing up for the Super Bowl here at William Hill. It takes place at 6:30 p.m. Sunday, February the 2nd, late at night in the UK. The Seattle Seahawks going up against the Denver Broncos, and it's going to be great. It's at the MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford in New Jersey. I'm delighted to say every year this is becoming a tradition now here at William Hill. We can cross stateside to find out where the money's going, what the money line is like, what the spread is, and find out a bit of the information about the atmosphere as we build up to the one of the biggest days in the sporting calendar in the USA. I'm delighted to say that Director of Trading for US Sports for William Hill, Nick Bogdanovich, is with us live from Vegas. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How's everything across the pond?
Good. Cold, but we're looking forward to this. It's like we get a little slice of American life for a few hours. And as you know, the NFL's big over here. Tell us, before we get into the game, what's the atmosphere like over there? Because you get this sense of excitement here, but what's it like being in Vegas at this time of year? It must be packed.
Yeah, the Super Bowl's sort of taken on a life of its own in Las Vegas. All the hotels throw massive parties. They invite all their big customers from across the country, and it really turns into a 2-3 day celebration. And to say they bet this game is an understatement. We have hundreds and hundreds of props, in-game wagering. You can bet as the game is unfolding, the second half. Anything you want to bet on, you can bet on in this game.
We'll talk about the props soon, because that's one of the really interesting parts of the Super Bowl. Let's just talk about the match itself first of all. This pits like the best offense versus the best defense in terms of Denver versus Seattle. When the Super Bowl was decided, how much has it changed from when the initial matchup was set to where we are now?
Oh, it's immense. The changes are night and day. I remember, the first Super Bowl the Packers won, I think it was 1967. I mean, it was barely viewed by anyone on TV. And now it's almost like a holiday, because people all across America basically shut down, have big parties, you know, groups of 20 and 30 get together in households, and it's turned to a life of its own. All the advertisements are, you know, you're talking about millions and millions of dollars worth of advertising, and just to gear up for a Super Bowl commercial is a special thing. So yeah, no, it's sort of almost like a holiday now here in the States.
And what about the betting for this one then? So week in, week out, and correct me if I'm wrong, week in, week out, you kind of set the line, and you're really trading against the kind of wise guys, aren't you, the pros. How much does it differ when you get to the Super Bowl? Are you taking account more of the every man in the street type punter?
Yeah, the pros during the course of the regular season, and even in the playoffs for that matter, you know, their money pretty much produces the line. I mean, we'll set a line where we think it is, and they'll eventually take it there. So, but on a game like this, there's so many people involved in betting, you don't even know which side the professionals are on, really. We opened the game pick 'em. We're up to Denver -2.5. We've taken some Denver money. We're probably taking 2.5 to 1 times on Denver with the point spreads. The money line is almost 2 to 1 on Denver. So, yeah, right now it's Denver money, but 90% of the betting on this game will be done on the Saturday and Sunday before the game. So in the next 48 hours, we'll see the majority of the money. So, you know, we might be having a different talk come Sunday about 3 o'clock, because I have a feeling some Seattle money will show, because Seattle's coming from the toughest division in football. They have the number one defense in the NFL, and defense usually wins the big game. So I still think we'll see some Seattle money.
Yeah, it's fairly unique, isn't it, that we've got the first and second best teams in American football taking each other on in the showpiece event. So, I mean, it's perfect, really, isn't it?
It really is. Usually you get an upset along the way, and you usually don't see the number one team in the NFC fighting the number one team in the AFC, but this is the battle we got. So, yeah, we can't wait to, you know, weather's been a big issue. They talked about the weather back there. It looks like it's going to be fairly decent weather in New York. So, you know, it should be an exciting game.
The money line here in the UK, 5-6 Denver Broncos, 21-20 Seattle Seahawks. The match spread that you talked about, it's -2 here for Denver. You're saying -2.5. Has that changed much from when the original match spread was made?
A little bit. You know, it was a little crazy roller coaster ride when the matchup was made Sunday 12 days ago. We opened the game dead pick'em.
Right.
There was some initial Seattle money, so we went to actually Seattle was the favorite at one point. Seattle was a 1-point favorite, but since then it was all Denver money, and now we're sitting here at 2.5. So, and you know, I don't think the game will get to 3. I think it'll either bounce between 2 and 2.5. But stranger things have happened. You know, that's the exciting part of this business. Waiting to see where the money comes.
One man who likes Denver. Is a certain Floyd Mayweather Jr., who is rumoured on Twitter. The pictures are all over Twitter of him with these vast amount of cash, American cash, and he's rumoured to have laid down $10.4 million on Denver. First of all, Nick, do you think that's true? Second of all, what a crazy amount of money to wager on a ball game.
Yes. Personally, I probably don't think it's true, but it very well could, because Floyd lives in Las Vegas. He loves to gamble. Obviously, he has plenty of money, and he's a gambler by nature. I mean, he really loves to wager on sporting events. So, you know, maybe he is. You know, he's a friend of Peyton Manning's, and he wants to see him complete the miracle season, and he feels they'll do it. I don't know. I have a feeling it's not. I haven't been able to confirm one way or the other if it was done. But there's no question that Floyd Mayweather is a high limit sports wager. That's for sure.
Yeah, you hear rumors. I mean, I've been to Vegas once, and it's an amazing place, especially if you do like gambling. You hear stories like, you know, you kind of get the punters who want to put big money down. But, I mean, there are limits, obviously. So is it true that you can kind of get to the front of the queue and just go around to the back of the queue and start again and just try and accumulate a big bet? Because you can't be – not you're every man in the street is not going to be putting down huge bets, and you're not allowed – there are limits out there, aren't there?
There are limits, but with known customers like a Mayweather, obviously he gets extended limits because of who he is. Mm-hmm. And, you know – who knows? Maybe he's developed a relationship with one of the casinos in town where they would extend him that large of a wager. But, you know, it makes for good publicity,
exactly.
That's for sure.
Exactly.
And, you know, having Floyd in town is pretty exciting, not only his fights, but his out-of-the-ring activities.
Yeah. Let's hope he fights Pacquiao a bit later on this year. But back to the NFL, how much money, as an estimate, how much money is wagered on this one game in the Super Bowl?
It'll be somewhere in the state of Nevada. We're the only state in the United States that allows sports betting. I know that's a little unique, probably, to over there, because there's a shop on every corner.
Yeah,
but
right.
Yeah, in the state of Nevada, it'll be somewhere in the 100 million range, somewhere right around there.
Yeah, it is strange. I mean, you know, people here probably know that about the states, but it's strange because, you know, in general. You know, you guys who are friends who aren't in Nevada, who are in New York or wherever else, they'll still have a little bet between themselves on the Super Bowl. But yet, you know,
yeah.
Of course. I mean, it's part of the American way of life, isn't it?
Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, no, everyone in America will have a wager on it somehow in some way, whether it's a pool at the bar or with a bookmaker or some, you know, phone a friend in England, anywhere they can. Everyone watching this game will have a wager of some form or fashion.
One of the things that people love about the Super Bowl is the prop bets, whether it's from, you know, the color of the halftime entertainment's hat to how many times, you know, the quarterback says a certain thing, whatever else it is, you know, from the heads or tails. This is kind of like this has become, it's taken a life of its own. Nick, hasn't it? Tell us about the prop bets. For anyone who doesn't understand them and what they are, give us a few examples of what you've got out there.
Yeah, it's really crazy. In fact, the prop betting's as big as the game itself betting. Back when I first got into the business in 1986 or so, it was, you know, on a game like this, you'd have 6 props, 8 props, and then it went to 10 to 20 to now there's 500 props on the game. So unfortunately, here in Las Vegas, we can't do any of the crazy props, like what color a Gatorade will be thrown on the coach, or how much cleavage the woman singing the national anthem will be showing.
How do they measure that, by the way? What's the measurement?
I don't know. I'd like to sign up for that job, though. That sounds like a pretty good job. But, yeah, we can only do the props that are decided on the playing field. So, you know, like we have Peyton Manning passing yards and Peyton Manning rushing yards and how many TDs he'll throw and how long his first pass completion will be and will he throw a completion, will he throw a touchdown before an interception. And we do hundreds and hundreds of props like that, but it has to be able to be graded on the playing field. So unfortunately, we can't get into the real crazy stuff.
One thing that you can get access to on WilliamHill.com here in the UK, and it's a really interesting way of marrying up the Super Bowl with the sport that we've got here in the UK. So you basically, what the question is, what will be more, total interceptions in the Super Bowl or the amount of goals that Luis Suarez scores for Liverpool versus West Bromwich Albion on the 2nd of February? There are loads of these, you know, and so what they're doing is they're marrying up a soccer match over here and the Super Bowl. Or another one, Tiger Woods' fourth round score in the Dubai Desert Classic, or Wes yep. Welker's total receiving yards in the Super Bowl. So you've got all these different like little special bets which are on it, which I think is a really nice way of tying in the NFL Super Bowl to what we've got here. Total fumbles lost in the Super Bowl versus Cristiano Ronaldo's goals versus Atletico Bilbao on the 2nd of February match. So they're worth looking at. That's under the special section on the Super Bowl part of the WilliamHill.com. But it is that, isn't it? It's that kind of excitement that you can just about bet on anything to do with this game. It's crazy.
100%. And the trick is to being more and more creative as the years go by. And, yeah, we do the cross-board propositions like that, too. I have found out by booking, we have less interest in those. Those are more for publicity as far as drawing dollar amount, but it could be different over there. So, you know, we always try to hook up. We have LeBron James points, rebounds, assists against Manning passing attempts. And, you know, exactly what you guys are doing over there with soccer being so popular over there. So it does create interest. It does create a little action, but it doesn't create as much action as a betting on a Peyton Manning or a Marshawn Lynch. But it is great theater, to say the least.
Before we just, I'm going to get your thoughts on the game itself, but just one last question. It's interesting how, you know, you kind of call them wise guys or the pro punters as we know them here. How much, if you could balance it out, how much on the Super Bowl itself is better? Is it fairly equal? Is there more pro money than there is just, you know, the public's money, if you like?
Okay, and the game itself, it'll be, I'd say, 95% public and 5% professional.
Right, okay.
The props, I would say, would be more like 65-70% public and 35% or so professional. Mm. So, yeah, the public's so heavily invested in this game, it really drowns out the professional, whereas it's totally different during the course of the year.
So the game itself, Seattle, as we said, you know, best defense against Denver, best offense. Which way do you think it goes, Nick?
You know what? I think it's going to be a tight game. I think it's going to be going down to the last couple minutes, and I think Peyton Manning will cap off the miraculous comeback that he's had. I mean, he could have been out of football very easily. He couldn't even throw a ball 5 yards with all his neck surgery. So I think it'll be a special day for Peyton Manning, and they win a close one like 27-24, something like that, Denver.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? I mean, what you're saying there, I mean, he's just a shade of odds against to be the MVP in this match. And there's loads of, like, you know, as you said, total pass attempts, total passing yards, and total completions. But you think he'll have a good day. So maybe worth anyone listening to this having a look at those specials around Peyton Manning for pass attempts and yards and all the rest of it. You think he'll go well?
I do, and well, the key is his arm strength is not as good as it once was, but from what I understand, the wind will be minimal that day, so which is good. So it'll give him a good ground to perform on, and I think he'll have a big game. I really do. I think their short passing game will give Seattle a little more trouble than they think.
Yeah, from what you're talking about, that kind of scoreline as well, I mean, we've got the total point spread here at 47, so you'd be going over on that, wouldn't you, from the kind of...
You know what, they're in the last day or two, since the weather report has gotten a little more accurate and that this seems like it's going to be decent weather, the total is kicked back up a little to 47.5, 48, so... you know, and people tend to bet this game over,
yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I think it might go back up over there a little.
Is there anything on the betting that you'd send over to our punters here in the UK who want to have one bet on the NFL that might earn them a little bit of money? Is there any advice you'd give them? Any market in particular that you really like?
You know, I really don't. This game here is so much work to prepare for it. We spent 3 days trying to get all the stuff out for it. It's just like exhausts me. Plus, it's coming at the tail end of the working for 4 months of football. You're exhausted at that point anyway. So I'm just looking to enjoy the game. Hopefully, we put out a good product. It's an exciting game, and it'll be a good wrap up to the end of the year.
Nick, it's been a pleasure talking to you. It's great to hear how the atmosphere is building there, and just a kind of a different way of the gambling industry is in the States. I wish you all the best of luck for the weekend from a company point of view, and try and enjoy the game as well if you can.
I will, and you guys do the same.
Thanks, Nick. That's Nick Bogdanovich, who's the Director of Trading for US Sports for William Hill over there in Vegas. Looking forward to the Super Bowl. Don't forget, you can also listen to Dave Kellner's talk with Gil Alexander from the Betting Dork podcast. That's available on williamhill.com/podcast. Also available on Audioboo and on iTunes as well. We're building up to the Super Bowl right here. Plus, we'll be building up to it on In Play Radio as well with our resident expert, Stephen Carroll. Plus, Richard Churchill, who's our NFL expert for williamhill.com. All available on William Hill's In Play Radio. That's inplayradio.co.uk. If you're having a bet on the Super Bowl, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.